So I did live through last week's brawl, and yes, I'm out of the hospital. Of course, my jaw's wired shut, which means I can't eat, bark, or spit wash my danglies. Yeah, pretty much the three things I live for. It's like taking cocaine, stubble, and buttholes away from George Michael. So here I lay, stretched across the lawn, useless as Nicole Richie in a tug of war, and vet only knows when I'll be free again. Free from drinking Ensure, free to bark unnecessarily at passersby, free to have it my way at Burger King, and free to, hey, my nuts, and f*** if I can do anything about them. Oh, hey, precious. Whitewater rafting. What the hell's it look like I'm doing? Yes, I do want to bark at you. Pretty badly, if I'm being totally honest. No, I've not seen the new Willy Wonka movie. Okay, so it's out on DVD. Doesn't mean I want to see it. I don't think I have a favorite Brazilian. Look, precious, I'm just not in the mood for you right now. Why don't you go and see if you can outrun traffic or something?
Hey, pal, how you feeling?
Oh, hey, Butchie. Thank God. Someone worth inner monologuing with.
Oh, hey, precious. Probably Pele. Why do you ask? Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. So, Jerry, what you feel like doing today, pal?
Oh, I don't know, Butchie. You got any taffy? Oh, wait, I know. Let's go yodeling. My jaw's wired shut, dumbass, which means I'm not going to do anything today. You see, that's one of the cool things about being a dog. A human gets a bad haircut, or let's say, an unexpected boil on their forehead, and they still have to go to work the next day. Where I can wait out the embarrassment of not only my broken jaw, but also my having my ass kicked in public. And I can do it right here in my doghouse until the whole mess has blown completely over.
Well, you just can't sit around and do nothing, Jerry. I'm bored.
Butchie, you can't live vicariously through me.
I don't want to. I just want to see you do things and pretend it's me, that's all. Hey, wait. I've got an idea, Jerry. How about giving us a story? Yes, sir, Precious and I would love if you'd inner monologue us a story.
Precious, I don't know any stories by Anne Rice.
Hey, I got it. A couple of weeks ago, you said you'd tell me some stories about your old pal Jasper the dog one of these days. Well, today could be the day. Yeah, the one who shit a sock. That's right, Precious.
Oh, you boys want to hear about old J-Bone, huh? He was my mentor, you know. Big old furry sheepdog, not a tooth in his head. And Fart, my God, he was like a ranch hand. Good old dog, though, that old Jasper. And me? Well, I was three when he died, and still just as green as a blade of grass. But there's not a day that goes by that I don't appreciate the wisdom that he imparted to me.
Jasper, what you doing?
Hey, my nuts, and I can reach him with my mouth. How cool is that?
Anyway, my big master's coming out to play frisbee. You want to play frisbee?
I like frisbee.
Come on, Jasper, let's play frisbee.
Jerry, quit being such a goddamn fag. Frisbee for queers. You ain't a queer, are you, Jerry?
Well, I'll be totally honest with you, Jasper. I'm not sure yet. I mean, let's face it. We all pretty much look alike. Our bitches, well, they don't walk upright like the humans do. So, can't see their boobies. And they don't come with long eyelashes like dogs in the movie. And with all that neutering going on these days, well, let's just say, I can't even tell you how many bitches I've checked out from afar only to run up and smell that they're dudes. And hey, let's face it, once your nose gets that close to something like that, well, it's pretty difficult to come away from it not feeling a little gay. Besides, I like my own nuts. Why shouldn't I?
Listen to me closely, pup, because I'm only going to tell you this one time. Sex is like a field trip. One, you never fake sick the day of it. Two, it's never as fun the second time you go to the same place. And three, the only sack lunch you eat is the one you pack. You got me?
Yeah, I got it, Jasper. Jeez.
Oh, and never use mayonnaise.
Right, right. Hold the mayo. Got it.
I'll tell you something else while we're at it. Those masters of urine you're so anxious to please, they can't wait to sub you out, Jerry. That's right. You're my long-awaited death away from a new puppy. Then it's to the bench for you. Yes, sir. Second string, Jerry. You shithead. It's better you know it now. Hell, when I was your age, I didn't have it so lucky as you. We made our own dog food. And if I wanted some water, I had to fetch it from the old well. Oh, and I didn't have fancy chew toys, and Master was too poor to afford steaks. If I wanted to chew on a bone, I had to discover the remains of a dinosaur. I walked to obedience school, uphill, both ways, and one time I got hit in the side by a convoy of flaming cement trucks, and Master didn't even take me to the vets on account that the closest one were in Kansas City. He just put a sling on my shoulder and just left the rest up to God. Wow. When was that? Late 80s, early 90s. Damn. Well, I admit, that is pretty rough. You're damn skippy, it was rough. And I'll tell you another thing. Hang my nut, and if I can do anything with him anymore. Yep, great guy, old Jasper. I think it's safe to say I wouldn't be the dog I am today without him. And all the, hey, my nuts. Oh, and if I can do anything with him anymore.